Old man speaking, right? One thing again, you're gonna learn in life, you never always right. Change, all right? You might be right now, but tomorrow you're gonna be wrong. That same answer will be wrong.
Quick disclaimer. Welcome to the We're Not Experts podcast. What you're about to hear is for entertainment purposes only. It is not meant to be taken literally. Just like any other information, you need to do your research first. We're not experts, but you should also research information that these quote-unquote experts tell you anyway. God bless you all. Thank you for listening. Cue the theme music.
What's going on? It's your boy Tez Reacts, back at it again with another episode of the We're Not Experts podcast. I'm one of your hosts. And on the other end of the spectrum, we got the hostess with the mostest, your boy Mac. Say what's up to the people, man.
What's up, man? What's up? Hey, listen, man. We ain't getting our feedback that we asking y'all for, man. We do this for pleasure, man, and we love y'all. But anyways, what I want to get through, my word of the day or my thought of the day for you is reading is fundamental, man, and thinking is critical. Start thinking, man. That's also a real note. Let's start thinking, man, because we have to think in a different way. I get it that you guys might think you're thinking, but that's just my thought of the day, right? Read some critical thinking books. And make sure you come into sound judgments, man. That's what we need to do as a people and as a society in totality, man. That's just my word of the day to the people. All right.
Got you. Hey, of course, if you're watching on YouTube, make sure you like, comment, subscribe. If you're watching, or if you want to find us anywhere else, you can find us wherever podcasts are distributed. All right. So make sure you check us out. You won't regret it. All right, we got some good knowledge because this is the only podcast that you will run across where we will admit that we are not the experts on everything that we talk about. All right, so today I just came back from church, right? We're shooting today on a Sunday. I just came back from church. And the messaging today was pretty interesting, right? And I kind of wanted to ask you a question. I wanted to start this off a little bit different. I just want to ask you, who are you, right? When somebody asks you a question like that, it's just, how do you answer that? Who are you?
Damn, that's putting me on the spot, man. I can't be doing that. You know how my brain works, man. You know, it's lethargic, man. It's slow motion. It's sluggish as hell, right? So let me try to think. What I'll say when somebody asks me, who am I? I think I'll be like, I'm a patient, and a thoughtful individual, right? Because it takes a minute. We were just talking about that. It's crazy how that pivots back. But that's all I can say, man. Patient and thoughtful, right? Which my patience is starting to wear at my later age, though. Just being honest, right? I don't know. I don't want to answer that, man. That's on the spot.
Got you.
That's who I am.
Okay, yeah. Well, first off, I feel like that patience start wearing thinner as you get older just because you know for a fact that your time is finite at this point and you just don't want to waste it. So when I feel, and I've noticed that about myself too, the older that I get, the less I have patience for people wasting my time, right? But the reason why I wanted to ask you that question was one, because when it comes to people, I like to understand how it is that they look at themselves, right? And what we were talking about, or what the message about was about in church today, was, you know, who are you and what is that kind of based off of? And they started to talk about the fact that, you know, a lot of times we look at ourselves as just these labels. Like some people might answer and say, I'm a father, or I'm a police officer, or I'm this or I'm that. And we allow the world to dictate all of these labels that are placed on us, as opposed to looking, you know, from a Christian perspective, you're looking at God. You're supposed to be worried about how God views you, because at the end of the day, as it says in Genesis, you're supposed to be what God, you're the image of God. You're made in the image of God. And that's what we believe as Christians. But I just kind of wanted to see what, I knew I put you on the spot. I knew it was going to kind of throw you off. So that's why I kind of wanted to ask the question that way. Right. But one of the things that I realized is I realized that in my older age, and it goes into that patience thing that we were talking about, that I don't really have the patience when I feel like people should already know something. I know that's wrong. I know that's not the way to do things. I know that you're supposed to communicate, but I do get mad about it, right? I'm gonna give you a good example. So this week, I was supposed to start coaching my kids' soccer team, but as you know, right now in our beautiful state of North Carolina, it's hot as fuck outside. So they canceled it, and I sent out the email to let all our parents know and things of that nature. My wife, about an hour before the practice was supposed to start, she asked me. She said, "Oh, I know practice is canceled, but you should invite everybody out to do a social." I looked at her. She looked at me. I looked at her in disgust because I'm like, you know damn well I am not putting together a social for people to go to. And I love coaching, I love doing all that stuff, but I'm not really the most social dude in the world. And just to kind of add on to that, it's just whenever we get in this mood where I feel like she should know something about me already, and she kind of puts me on a spot like that, I get a little annoyed by it. I don't know. Do you feel like sometimes you get upset when you feel like somebody should know something about you and they don't?
Yeah, I mean, simple thing that you consistently put forward, right? That you think somebody should know, but they don't get. And yeah, I mean, I get it more with the shit that I the things that I currently do, right? As in, I'm a facilitator slash instructor, right? And you put out information, you put out information, you slowly put out information, you deliberately put out the information. And then you'll have somebody like, well, you didn't say that, right? That's highly frustrating. And it's hard to hold back when you know for sure you said it because it's like a script you're going off, right? So I don't know. Yeah. So yeah, I do get frustrated, right? Like for shit like that. So, and you're probably talking more in a sense of, because what you're just saying as in, your spouse, right? And knowing that you're not that social, right? To do a social, right? So you think they should understand. I don't know if that's where he was going at with it, was in closer, but I don't have that kind of relationship, right? I'm single, so I haven't dealt with that in a while, that's what I'm saying. All that to say.
No, and baby, I know you're gonna listen to this. I love you, right? But yeah, you was out of pocket for asking me about a social because damn well I ain't doing no social.
I'm saying though, she is right, right? Like, I mean, I get it. You don't want to do it, right? I'm not picking sides. I'm not, right? But at least get the family together, all right? Show them who you are. You know what I mean? You're gonna be a staple in their kids' life for probably forever, right? They're always probably gonna remember you, especially if you're good at what you do. So you at least want the parents of the kid to, have trust in you. You build that a little bit more trust. So when you say certain things, or you might yell at the kid, they might not take it a certain way, right? Because sometimes you might have to do that, right? Because you might be a little bit passionate. I don't know how much to what extent you are when it comes to, I mean, kids and development. I'm highly engaged. No matter what the hell a kid is doing, I want him to be the best at it, right? That's just who I am. And I get a little bit passionate, so that's what all I'm saying. You'd want the parents to have a little bit more trust and confidence in you.
Got you. Yeah, I try to do that when the season actually start. But yeah, I guess you got a point. But in the same breath, I ain't doing all
No,
that.
I'm just throwing it from a different perspective. One thing I can't I, again, old man speaking, right? One thing again, you're gonna learn in life: you never always right. Shit change. All right. You might be right now, but tomorrow you're going to be fucking wrong. That same answer will be wrong. And if you don't believe me, just give yourself some time in life and you'll see.
No, I got you. I got you. Hey, so before we get into the Valor the Fuck Out of Here segment, this little topic is going to segue right into it, right? So I wanted to play this quick video about this trend that's starting to bubble up on social media or on TikTok. I don't know about all the social media platforms, but it's called Being Black in Suburbia. All right, there's a SZA song behind it. Hey, so Pat, so I'm going to need you to mute it. But I'm going to play one or two of the videos just to kind of see what your thoughts are on it.
The price of being black in suburbia.
So the video reads, "The price of being black in suburbia, we have to become emotionally intelligent so fast to adjust to our environment and deal with ignorance, all because my parents wanted to put me in higher education." All right, there's one more I wanted to show. That was from the male perspective of this young lady. She was talking about, well, yeah, I kind of say that from my kids. So she's pretty much, whenever she goes around the white kids and, one of her braids pops out, and they'll say something along the lines of, "Hey, I think you dropped this," and they'll hold up the braid and whatnot. So my question for you is, well, first off, I want to say it's like one of those situations where you're damned if you do, damned if you don't, right? You put your kids in the best environments that you can put them in that are unfortunate. Well, I'm not going to say unfortunately, but they're not necessarily environments that are going to have all black people in it if you want your kids to have a certain type of education and things of that nature. And my question for you is, for you, what do you think are some struggles that you would compromise for your kids on? So for me personally, I'm okay with my kids having a couple of those struggles if that means that, they have better opportunities to be successful as they get older. Like if you're a little bit embarrassed at a friend's house or at a sleepover because you had a braid pop out every once in a while, or because, you had to adjust in certain rooms, which I know it comes with its own traumas. But I would much rather you have those types of traumas than you having certain traumas, such as, when I was younger, I saw a kid get stabbed in school, and things like that. But I kind of wanted to ask you, what are some of the struggles that you wouldn't mind your kids having when it comes to like their upbringing? Because they're all going to say they have something. They're all going to end up in therapy at some point.
And again, I mean, some rough questions, man. Shoot, yeah, I mean, that's one of them, right? As in education, right? I mean, if they're going to the best school, education lasts forever. I'd rather you deal with that, right? Because I think I might do that here in a second, just being honest with you, because boy moving overseas and being in a different country, I can't take my daughter. Right, so she now has to go to a different foreign country where her grandparents stay, right? And they're probably going to judge her because of what she looks like. And it is what it is, but the education there is way better from what I, from research, right? Because they go to school down there all year round, which is you might think is bad, but they do a lot of activities in between, right? So they'll break for like certain activities, like playing the piano or whatever, right? But the school is continuous. They'll just take a break to do whatever, right? Just to get their mind off it, I'm guessing. But the school's down there all year round, so I think that's the best. So yeah, if that's it's gonna make her better, I'd rather her go through that struggle, right? And then obviously she'll learn a different perspective and a different culture. I'm not hating on the American culture, don't get me wrong, right? But I'm from a different culture as well. So I understand and I can view others' culture and see what they go through and empathize to some extent, right? Everybody likes to think the world is American. It's not, right? It's just not. And it makes gives you a broader perspective on life and people just in itself, just how to treat people, right? It's just like most. Because I used to see it all the time. I'm just giving an example. I know I yap a lot, but when you see like an African kid come to your school and the ignorance of young black kids, right? Because I grew up in inner city Philadelphia, asking these kids if they wear clothes or did they fight lions and ignorant shit like that, right? So it makes you a better person overall. I mean, y'all can eat me up in the comments. That's totally fine, right? That's what I'm here for. All right, but just trying to give context. All right, so yeah, that's a struggle that I want her to do, right? Better education, right? Because that's gonna last forever. Plus, you can build networking, right? With people that have a little bit more power, because in our black community, we ain't even owning nothing, man. We so hateful to one another. If a Chinese store opened next to a black person store and they're selling the same exact thing, black folks are gonna run to the Chinese man store. See what I'm saying? It's just innate in us to hate on one another for some reason. And I think that's from slavery, right? That's what the research states. And if
Gotcha.
you want me to keep talking about it, man, I can go deep into details. I mean to cut you off. I'm just saying, because I don't want people to be like, what are you talking about? Right? I like to give clarity. And I'm gonna wrap it up, right? I know I'm yapping with that, right? Why we hate on one another is what they're saying is this, some of this stuff runs in our DNA after it happens after a while, right? Like you being in the field and you're hating on a dude in the house or a dude that have an easier job than you, right? When you keep saying that and you repeat it to people around you, right? It gets ingrained in your DNA and you pass that on even though you think you're not. Because most black people are fucking haters, bro. I'm being totally honest with you. Because right now, in any hood that you're in, if you see a man that you know that was broke and he pulls up in a Benz and you know that he start having mad bread out of nowhere, somebody gonna try to rob him or kill him instead of praising that man. See what I'm saying? That's what we need to do, man. Change our way of thought, right? And congratulate our own, man, being honest with you.
1,000%. Hey, I wanted to make sure I cleaned up something. Hey, my boy moving overseas, but he ain't a passport, bro. So hey, watch your head, bro.
It's for work, all right? It's for work. But I might be using that. No, I'm kidding, man.
I had to clean that up because I don't want them to think my boy Chuck. We love some American women on here, bro.
Can't do that, man. That's weird. You know what I mean? Going to it. It's a first world country too. It ain't one of these third world countries, so ain't none of that, right? Ain't no.
All right. So I believe that is a good segue into our valid or fuck out of here segment. And in this segment, we watch a couple videos or we read something and we ask each other if the person in that scenario is valid or if they need the FOH. All right. I'm gonna go ahead and I'm gonna cue up the first one. All right, so a little context before I play this one. So Polo Ralph Lauren, who a lot of people have viewed as a company that, isn't necessarily for us black folks. They recently hired a black creative director and he created a black dandyism line. And for people that don't know what dandyism is, it is a style and philosophy of life, particularly associated with elegance, sartorial refinement, and a certain degree of rebellion against societal norms. All right, it's more than just fashion. It's about self-presentation and using clothing as a form of self-expression and even social commentary. All right, so the roots, of course, started in the 18th and 19th centuries. And, it's when black folks were first released from slavery. Okay, so I just want to play this clip to kind of show some of the people. So I wanted to ask you, do you think it's fly or do you think Ralph Lauren need to get the fuck out of here?
Hey man, I grew up my entire life thinking this dude was racist because of what I was told. All right, so I think it's about I think he's valid as hell, right? Yeah, I know I'm gonna get killed, but dude's been making clothes. Black people have been buying it. Now he's paying us to make commercials. He's paying us because we gave him a lot of money. Paying you, right? To build these commercials, he's paying the individuals in the commercial. Even if we're being used, right? We're being used, at least we're getting paid off of it. Because if that was all white people, being honest, and I'm choosing my word carefully, y'all niggas still gonna buy it. And that's what I gotta say. Right? So at least we're getting some money out of it. Again, just think, right? Like, at least we're making something off of it. It's almost like a win-win, right? We gonna buy that shit anyways. My man got his on right now. And I wish I know this would have been a clip in the content. You know what I mean? I would threw mine on too because I still got some. I'm just being honest with you.
Yeah, and one of the things I like is, that label has been on these people for years, or on Ralph Lauren for years, because people have been saying, he doesn't necessarily like he's racist, right? I like you, I think it's valid also, just because sometimes people educate themselves and they want to look out for the people that they were consistently saying were being hated for all of this time and whatnot. I think the biggest takeaway for me is we need to understand that, as time progresses, as we get more education, as people become more educated, right? It is okay for them to go ahead and, change their mind and not necessarily be stuck on the same things that they've been stuck on forever, right? I believe, well, I'm not going to say in every single case that we should forgive and forget, but in a lot of cases, we should forgive and forget. Speaking of forgive and forget, all right, this is a little bit off topic. Hulk Hogan, people are killing him online. Well, let me choose my phrase, let me phrase it a little bit better because he's already dead, right? You can't kill something that's already dead. But people are giving him a hard time online. How do you feel about that?
And I think it's valid, man. Let people get their let them get their shot back, man. He did say some shit that hurt certain people. Cause I know, well, you're not as old as I am, but I grew up on this dude and I loved him, right? He was Michael Jordan of wrestling to me, right? Right? Just being honest. And just to hear the shit that he said, man, like listen, I've been cracking the fuck up all fucking week. Being on just the fucking clips that come across. Because he went from idol to somebody, I was just like, man, fuck Hulk Hogan. All right? I'm just being totally honest. So I think it's valid. I think that's valid. I think
Likewise,
people
you sound like you're pretty you know about wrestling. So
watch the hell out of it back in the day.
hey, Lord forgive me, but I laughed at this one, right? There was a picture and it was like Hulk Hogan and Chris Benoit in a Hell in a Cell match. You don't know who Chris Benoit is, go ahead and look him up. And yeah, it made I chuckled at that one. But I'm on the other side of that. I don't believe like once people die, I think we should sing their praises. We shouldn't speak ill on the dead. But that's just me.
Hey, I know Chris Benoit wasn't no damn Hulk Hogan though, because he's from Canada. So, I mean, he can't be as racist. He can't. Well, I can't say can't. Probability is he's not like Hulk Hogan. Being honest,
Yeah, he murdered his family.
I mean, but he's. I'm gonna leave that alone because I want to go down a path right now, but I'm gonna leave that alone.
Bag. Okay, I'm gonna go ahead. I'm gonna cue up the next one.
Ow. Bitch, go in the crib.
Go in the crib.
Yeah, that's what you
Go in
do.
the crib.
Go in my
Go in
crib
the crib.
too. You don't even pay
Go in
for
the
this.
crib.
Go in the house.
Go in the
This
crib.
is my estate.
Go in the crib.
I don't
Go
care.
in the crib.
We are
Go
the
in the
police.
crib.
We
Look at
are
Go
the
in the crib.
police.
I don't care.
Yeah, what do you
I
do?
don't
Section
care.
8?
Go in the
Yeah.
crib. You
Police.
mad. You
Look
mad. Go in
at
the house.
you.
Go in the house. Go in the house. Go in the house. Go in the house.
What? Come up,
Touch
come
me.
up here.
Touch
Come
me.
up here.
Touch me, Omar.
What? Fuck you.
Touch me.
Go.
Touch me.
Go.
Fuck
you. Look,
fuck is you talking about? Fuck is you talking about? Fuck is you talking about? Not playing with
you. Valid? Were they valid for knocking her out? Or should they get the fuck out of here?
you. Hey, man. They valid. I'm just gonna say it. They valid for knocking her the fuck out. I mean, they told her multiple times to go in the house. Like, hey, leave us the fuck alone. All right. She walked over there. Old head came out. She got emboldened. You can clearly see it. She was looking at the porch. Saw my man come out. She went from talking trash to getting active. She got knocked the hell out, and old head ain't do shit, but probably dragged off that porch.
I think it's funny because you said she was emboldened, which I do agree with. I really think that she thought her man was really about to go out there and fight them young black men. And she was sadly mistaken. Ladies, let this be a lesson to you. All right. Sometimes your husband will sit there and he'll look at you and be like, he'll do his proper risk assessment and say, hey, I don't want no parts in what's about to happen here. All right. And you need to look for that look in his eyes because you should know him better than anybody else. If he got that look in his eyes, you might want to stand down.
Hey, listen, not because he your man, he can beat everybody, right? I hear y'all say that shit all the time. I'm gonna go get my dude or whatever. See what just happened. Some of them smart. They're smarter than you, right? When, like, just like you said, when they make that risk assessment, because that shit, let's, at certain, like, certain things I'm just not gonna do is what I'm saying. If it's like three or, it sounds like it's at least two people up there, right? So it's two against one to begin with. They're young kids, he's an old man, right? He can make that judgment. We operate in a way different lane. That's why I keep saying women and males are not the same, right? Especially when it comes to this physical violence shit, right? We know there's repercussions to actions, and you don't just go hitting on nobody. You went up there hitting on them young men, you got your ass knocked the fuck out, and that's what you deserve. It's just all I'm saying. Play your position.
It's just, we talk about it all the time. These new men are not playing with women. They will knock you out. Like, it's no joke. They will cock back and full on Falcon punch you right in your motherfucking face. Chill out.
Oh,
Like,
just don't care. You ever wonder why there's a male boxing that they just box against males, or UFC, right? They fight against males and females fight against female, or just take it as track and field, right? You know why the males run with the males and the females run with the females? It's for a freaking reason, right? I'm not saying we're smarter, or, but when it comes to the physical portion, right? That's where we dominate, and it's just in the genes. We have denser bone structures, right? But most likely a dude will beat your ass. I'm just being honest with you. Most 99% of the time, regardless of how big this dude is, he gonna whip your ass. I'm emphasizing this to you ladies, man. Just leave these dudes the fuck alone, right? Or get your ass beat. Just being honest, I don't give a fuck how much training you got, right? One punch is gonna settle all that. Talking about you jujitsu and all this shit, you get you one fucking punch, you get laid the fuck out.
I ain't gonna lie. So it was a video of this lady who was a UFC fighter. I think, I don't remember if she was working construction, but she said she got into a fight with somebody on a construction site and dude whooped her ass. And, you know, and this is a woman that is well trained. It's just, and it's not even on no sexist shit, because in some cases, there are some women that can beat up men. The vast majority of women are not beating up men. Like, it's not, I'm not saying that it's not happening. I'm not saying that it's uncommon, but in a street fight, well, first off, training don't matter in a street fight. It matters a little bit. It'll give you a little bit of an edge, but it's not going to get you that edge when somebody's trying to like really kill you for real. It's like, it's cute and all when you try to choke somebody, but if you're 145 pounds and you're trying to fight somebody that's damn near 200, it ain't going to work out well for you. And I'm going to just leave that at that.
Last thing, put this into perspective, right? The American women's soccer team. This is a compilation of the best players, right? Played a high school male soccer team and got the brakes beat off of them, right? This is researchable. Go look it up. Got the brakes beat off them. They're the best. The US Olympic soccer team and a high school team beat that ass. Right, just like the WNBA asked for all this money, any high school team, any good high school team will beat the fuck out of WNBA team. Just being honest with you, right? You know what I mean? Take one. I want to see them put that together because people don't think that shit is true. Because I put that in the comment where I have a daughter. Obviously, I'm not downing any woman, right? Just know your position is all I'm saying, right? Because I want them to put the best high school team against an all-star WNBA team. That's what I want to see. Champion, not the best players in this, in high school for males, just the best basketball team in any city and put them up against a WNBA championship. Just put the best players together. And I guarantee them kids, them high school kids gonna beat the brakes off their ass too.
Yeah, like it happens. It's just we're different, and it's not a knock to y'all. It's just we're different.
It's just the physicality, man. Listen, I went to a high school basketball game when my son was, he wasn't playing, but I just went to the school game. And them kids dunking like easy. Like, so, and most of these females could barely touch the rim. Like, what are we talking about? What are we talking about? Anyway, we gonna leave that alone. I'm just saying, play your position. And you guys know I always say women are strong, right? You guys are way stronger than males up here, right? Use that to your advantage. I'm telling you. Not this.
All right, I'm gonna go ahead. I'm gonna play this next one. Okay.
Right now, watch your mouth. Watch your mouth.
Okay.
Wait for the people in front of me to get up. That's how we do it.
Oh my God, you're all whining for no reason.
Where you going? Let the people go.
Wow.
I hold
get the up the way you want to.
Okay. Okay.
You're just a Cameron, and that's just the way it is.
Just deal with it, people. My God. Why don't you all shut up? It's not affecting any of you. No, but you're sitting in the room. You guys are so funny. You're the Karens about it because you're the ones who are making noise. Nobody's bothering you. It's not even in your. I'm sorry, do you have my permission to record me?
It's public.
Fuck off.
F-bombs.
Yep. Because you've never said one. I can tell you have. Oh, yes, I can. Given your accent, I can tell you said the F-bomb.
You can be a jerk. No, you're not going to insult someone because of an accent. We're not doing that.
Don't put your finger at me.
Okay?
This is a low IQ human being.
Yeah, it is.
You ain't going to change this.
I love when they say ain't and they talk about low IQ.
I use ain't and I'm in a doctoral program.
So. Oh, well, that's a big deal. I'm a lawyer and I don't say ain't.
Racist. Do you even know the word racist means? No. Wait, you're white. Because that's racist. Maybe xenophobic if you're talking about accents. Maybe get the vocabulary right. When we get off this plane, I'll meet you out there with my bar card. So after that video goes viral, you'll lose that too. Sure. All right, the people that are giving that lady a hard time, are they valid or should they get the fuck out of here?
I mean, first of all, I don't know what the fuck's happening. I don't know what's going on. But
I think the concept, let me give you a little bit of context. I think what, and y'all can always correct me if I'm wrong in the comments, right? But I think what ended up happening in that video was that lady, you know, like when you're on a plane and you got those people that want to hurry up and get into the aisle. I think she was upset because the people that were sitting in front of her were taking a long time. That's what it looked like. Just from the context that I got. But like I said, if I'm wrong, like y'all can let me know in the comments. But just with that context, do you think that the people are valid or do you think that the people need to get the fuck out of here?
Me personally, I just think they need to get the fuck out of here. Like, mind your business, right? Like, maybe she's in a rush. Nobody knows, man. Maybe she got to go to the fucking bathroom. Like, let the lady go about her ways. Then everybody wants to pile on, right? Like, she's going at it with one person and next thing you know, this dude wants to pile on, and it's the little female, then the little kid. Like, like I said, I don't really know the context, but if she get up and she's just trying to get off, because that's what it looks like, she's like, the people in the front should get up and go, right? She just wants to get off the plane. She probably wants to get off, but she probably sitting next to somebody that was stink. We don't know, right? She just wants to get off the plane, man. Let the lady be. Like, if it's not bothering you, like, why do you care? It's just... It's the same thing, right? I use, when I'm on the plane, I'm probably like the last person leaving because I don't want no shit like that. I sit and I just let people go because why do I want to stand up and slowly move down the aisle, right? Like just slowly like inching them out. It's crazy. And then you'll have somebody get up and then they're slow pulling their shit off the fucking top and you're just standing there just waiting. Sit your ass down, right? And exit the plane just like you got on. Let the front get off first, and you slowly get to the back, right? I think that's the best way to do it. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm the same way. Very rarely have I got off of a plane and I had to rush off of it. I don't know what her situation is. So the one thing I didn't like that the crowd did was I didn't like that they tried to, there was a young man on there that tried to call her a racist, right? And when you start throwing that term out there and somebody's recording, if it's taken out of context, this lady can lose her entire livelihood all because somebody made a comment. She didn't make a single racist remark that entire time that she was on that plane, at least that I saw, right? And just unfortunately, I'm also with not just the public shaming, but bringing bullying back in a way, right? We talk about that all the time, where it's like, and sometimes you need to bring back certain bullying. But, like, because if she was being an asshole and she was trying to force the people to get off the plane, even though they were moving slow, well, let's just say, you know, you got somebody older that's in the front and she's acting that way. Like, of course, without context, we don't know. But if that was the case, then I would find, you know, her being upset not okay. But yeah, I think that the passengers, they need to leave that lady alone. Like at the end of the day, let her live her life, unless she was talking shit to somebody that was either elderly or just moving slow in front of her. I can't really justify that.
I said, leave the lady alone. Now, she did say something because the way dude talked, so he sound, I guess, Italian. So she's like, I know you use the F-bomb because of your accent, right? And I think that's why he probably says she's racist, but it's really not race because they're still considered Caucasian.
I think it was because he had like a Boston or like a New York accent. I think that's what it was. So I can't really say it's that's racist. And she's correct. It would be xenophobic. Like it's a xenophobic phrase. It's not necessarily a racist thing, but it's just you got to be careful with these labels.
Yeah,
Like I was
people.
saying earlier, like when it came to church, you know, we put all these labels on people and we call them everything except a child of God. And I'm not really with it. All right, I'm gonna move on to the last one. It's not nothing crazy or nothing like that. But, all right. All right, so the House of Highlights is saying that is one of the most insane gender reveals they've ever seen. Do you think that is a valid comment, or do you think they need to get the fuck out of here?
He need to get the fuck out of here. And he need to get the fuck out of here. Like, that shit. I get it, man. You want to show everybody that you go to the gym. This is what you do. They know that. You probably post that shit all over your social media, man. Just these gender reveals getting crazy. I'm gonna show off. I'm gonna show people I can do this. Like, it's too much, man.
Now, for me, that one was funny because the original post that I saw was like, it was a woman and she said, "This is the most attention-seeking shit that I've ever seen." And I completely agreed with her. I said, "Yes, absolutely. Like, why are you up there flipping around on at the gender reveal? You could have done anything. You could have done a lot of different fly shit. You want to
Right.
be out there showing out while your wife is pregnant." And if I was the wife, I would feel a way because I'm sitting here, I'm gaining all this weight. Let's say we was gym partners together and you out here just busting your ass looking stupid so you can look stupid in front of all these women. You looking for attention. You dead wrong. You need to get the fuck out of here.
Gender reveal, she got a lot of her family and people out there. You got your goddamn shirt off, trying to show your muscles. Because he could have did all of that without taking his shirt off.
Fact.
He didn't do nothing special that he needed to have his shirt off. Shit was wild. Attention.
People throw around the term narcissist, but that's narcissistic behavior right there.
Well, you can't be throwing that around unless you're a psychologist there, sir. There. I'm just stuck. And I'm institutionalized.
I got you. I got you. Hey, I got one more, like a little bonus one I kind of wanted to show. This is
You know
irrelevant.
what?
It's irrelevant.
No, no, no.
What's the holdup? It's trespassing. Pardon? I don't understand what the holdup is. It's trespassing.
What do you mean what the holdup is?
This is a pretrial, it's an arraignment, right? Or a preliminary exam.
No. You're not charged with a felony, so it's not a preliminary examination. You were arraigned in this on July 24th. They set this date. Your attorney hasn't been able to talk to you about the cases at all. So I'm trying to give, I mean, I can set it for 2 weeks out, but the problem.
I'm tired of the state. I'm ready to leave this state as soon as possible. It's trespassing. I could technically leave and you guys could issue a warrant as long as I don't return. You can just kiss my. This is
You know
irrelevant.
what?
It's
You know,
irrelevant.
no. I'm gonna tell you what. You don't
It's
come
just
in
fucking.
here. Okay, that's contempt. That's 93. Keep That's another 93.
Again.
That's another
Again.
93.
Again.
That's another 93.
It's
That's
around.
another. That's 693s consecutive.
Kiss.
All right, the judge. Is the judge valid? I can go ahead, I can get it started. The judge is super valid here, right? It's because, well, first off, that's my home state of Michigan, right? You're not gonna be disrespecting this elected official in my home state. This black man, or excuse me, just any judge that's in a higher court, you can't speak to him in that type of way. I don't know why you would step into that courtroom thinking that you could speak to somebody that pretty much has control of your freedom in that way. Yeah, that do need to get off, like the judge is valid.
That's, I mean, I was reading the comic, man. It just kept reflecting. It's like this privilege didn't follow him in that courtroom, right? I don't know what another 93 is. Hopefully, it's fucking 93 days,
93 days.
that's what it is.
Yep.
You need to pile all that shit on his ass, man. That's what you call fucking privilege for fucking real, bro. Like, you think you can go in there and tell them to kiss your ass? You ain't gonna do it. And then tell the judge to fuck you, like, yo. You deserve everything you've got. Everything. So, I'm 693s. What's that? Almost 2 years. You know what I mean? Just for saying fuck you and shit. Just say some quick math. I don't know what I mean. It's short of 2 years, but you know what I mean?
Yeah, it says 558 days.
Yeah, that's what his ass get. On top of whatever the fuck it was, I'm guessing so.
And yeah, he was so, he's like, he said before, it was a trespassing charge, which the judge probably would have just looked at it. He would have looked at the case and, did what he needed to do. And he would have got a quick, maybe like a probation or some BS like that. But instead, you got almost 2 years. Which he's not going to serve 2 years, but you're going to be in there for at least 93 days. At least one of them 93s, you're going to be sitting in there when you didn't have to, all because you allowed your emotions and the fact that, and I don't know if it was because the dude was black, but I think it was because the dude was black and he felt like he can come in there and talk to him any type of way. So, I mean, good riddance.
Yeah, I'm gonna take a different note on that. I don't want to utilize race. I just think that's just who he is. So regardless who was up there, I mean, that you can tell that's the kind of person he is. He don't give a fuck about nobody, and he gonna tell whoever to suck his and fucking kiss his ass and fuck you. That's just who he looks like, just from how he's speaking. And again, that's just that same shit we were talking about, man. That
And
privilege.
yeah, me doing that, it was kind of like, it's one of those things that I hate. And I hate when people make those types of assumptions and I shouldn't have made it. But yeah, I don't know, something about that dude, it's just he feels valid in the way that he's speaking to people, and you can't speak to people that way. But that's one of them things that goes into raising your kids right? Because if you raise your kids right, you would never have to worry about them speaking to people in such a way that they're getting locked up for an extra additional 93 days.
Even though I don't encourage beating your kid, because some people obviously don't know the limit to a punishment, right? The punishment should match the crime. And that's where we got into abuse, and that's why you can't beat your kid anymore, because parents of old used to beat the shit out of their kids to a certain level. I'm saying that to say is this motherfucker ain't never got hands put on him in his life,
And it shows.
so he knows. He don't know anybody's boundaries. He don't know the certain limits he can stop at, right? Where he should stop at. Because some of us, right, it depends on your parent. You have a limit, and you're gonna go to a certain distance, and you're gonna be like, I think this is where I need to pump the brakes a little bit, right? And that's where punishment comes in, right? You push boundaries, and then you stop. Well, you get to the boundary, then you stop, right? This motherfucker just transgress the boundaries and fucking start running. I don't know. Just, I don't know, man.
Yeah, he well, so it's like when you get into an argument with somebody, you know what buttons to push and you know when it's a little too far. You know when it's gonna get a certain reaction. I don't know, maybe he didn't think that reaction was coming. Maybe he thought in his brain, let me out of here. This is bullshit. But I mean, you live and you learn. So I wanted to ask you, bro, what you got to say to the people?
What I'm saying, I mean, it's back to what I started out saying, but always lead to a win-win, man. I'm talking about that Ralph Lauren thing, man. Just life, you should be aiming at a win-win, right? And it's a big saying is a lot of people cut off their nose to spite their face, right? Just think. That's all I'm saying, right? Because that was beautiful to me what Ralph Lauren has done. And the crazy thing is how much I'm indoctrinated in it. I said I was gonna be wearing a polo. I just put my hand down there and noticed I had a polo T-shirt on, which is crazy. So polo. I'm done. I ain't got nothing else, man. It just speak for itself, man.
Got you. All right. First and foremost, I want to thank you, brother, for always being here. I want to thank everybody that's a part of this podcast. I want to thank Pat. I want to thank my wife. I want to thank my children, all right, for being the amazing support system that they are. Anybody, like I said before, if you're watching on YouTube, make sure you like, comment, subscribe. If you want to hear us anywhere else, wherever you can find podcasts, okay? What I want to leave you guys with is pretty much you finish how you start, right? So don't allow the world to dictate the labels that you have on you, all right? You are a child of God, and that's how people should refer to you. And you have to also remember that, you know, whether the person's Christian, whether they're Muslim, whether they don't have any type of religion, right? These people still are children of God, and you should treat them as such, right? It don't matter what side of the fence that they sit on, right? Treat everybody with dignity and respect, and that's how you can avoid getting knocked out like that young lady or that young old lady from earlier in the show. All right, this has been another episode of We're Not Experts podcast. We out. Peace.